Well, thank you, Secretary General, and thank you for your leadership of this organization over the last 5 years. Let me welcome you all to the NATO summit here in Newport, Wales. As Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, I'm incredibly proud to have this opportunity to showcase all that Wales has to offer. The stunning countryside here behind us, the brilliance of Welsh industry, and above all, the warm welcome of the Welsh people. The pictures around you are of the Brecon Beacons, which are not only beautiful, but explain why the British military are so tough and so professional, because they train here on a regular basis. This is also the right place to discuss defence. Wales has more castles, medieval castles per head, than anywhere else in the world, around 640 of them, and I hope maybe that'll be something you'll get to visit while you're in Wales at this conference. But we meet here at a solemn moment for our alliance and the security of our nations. And it is absolutely right that we should begin this summit by paying tribute to the magnificent work of our armed forces and the sacrifices our brave men and women make day in, day out to keep us safe. And I join the Secretary General and everyone else here in commending their bravery, their dedication, and their selflessness. We meet at a crucial time in the history of our alliance. The world faces many dangerous and evolving threats, and it is absolutely clear that NATO is as vital to our future as it has been in our past. Russian troops are illegally in Ukraine. The extremist Islamist threat has risen in a new form in Iraq and Syria. These are just two of the threats that we face. NATO is the anchor of our security, and over the next 2 days, we must reinvigorate and refocus this alliance to tackle new threats and to ensure it continues to foster stability around the world. This will be the last NATO summit before we end our combat mission in Afghanistan, and I believe we can be proud of what we achieved there. The terrorist threat has been substantially reduced. We've trained up the Afghan forces so they can provide security across the whole country. And this year, the Afghan people voted in huge numbers in their presidential elections. Afghan leaders now need to come together to deliver the positive and peaceful outcome that the Afghan people deserve. As we enter a new chapter in our relationship, we remain fully committed to Afghanistan and the hopes of the Afghan people for a peaceful, secure, and prosperous future. The best way to honor our fallen soldiers is by remaining vigilant and ensuring that we enable the Afghan people to stop their country from once again becoming a haven of terrorists. Of course, our courageous armed forces do not just serve in Afghanistan, but in many countries around the world. They work tirelessly to keep us safe. And that is why it's so important to me personally today that we are signing a landmark declaration which encapsulates our respect and our commitment to our armed forces and our determination to look after them and, crucially, their families, whether on the battlefield or back at home. So thank you for coming. You're very, very welcome here in Newport in Wales, and I look forward to today's discussion.
Thank you very much, David. And this concludes the public part of our meeting, and I would like to thank the members of the media who have joined us.